from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is interesting. ESPN Bet did three wagers that they like for every NFL team this coming season. Okay. So, and this is from their different, prognosticators at ESPN Bet. But here's what they have for the Dolphins. Here are the three wagers that they like for the Dolphins this coming season. Over under 9.5 wins is the line. They write, Miami should once again have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. Tyreek Hill was tracking toward the first ever 2,000-yard receiving season before he got hurt. Devon Achane had maybe the most explosively efficient season ever by a running back as a rookie. The writer here says, I fully expect Mike McDaniel to once again have some new wrinkles in this offense for the rest of the league to contend with. It's going to be tough to get to 10-plus wins in the AFC East, but I think Miami can go over 9.5 wins if the offense stays healthy. That's the first bet they like. Right. I like over 9.5 as well. And I have to tell you, if it ends up, I don't care how tough the AFC East is. I don't care how tough their schedule is. If they end up 9-8,
terrible.
8-9, an absolute failure of a season.
That, and you're not making the playoffs. You're not making the playoffs in the AFC at 8-9. I mean, 9-8. You would not make it. There are going to be too many teams. AFC North is going to have two come out. AFC East got three that can play right now. If Aaron Rodgers comes back, they're going to win. I love that bet. They're going to win 10. 10-7, that seems easy to me.
Man, I disagree wholeheartedly. And you know the expectations I'm putting on the Dolphins, probably higher than anybody else. But to me, again, it doesn't matter. Like, if they start out slow because the defense isn't where it needs to be, and because you have a new defensive coordinator, and maybe Tua and the offense don't look as great as they did last year early on.
It's a disaster if they don't. If the defense stumbles out of the gate, the offense has to make up for it. Look at what Tyreek is getting. Look at what Tua is getting. Mike McDaniel is an offensive guru. Like, they have to score 30, 35, 40 points a game.
Hawk, look at what happened. And I know that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are much better than the Dolphins. But look at the Kansas City Chiefs this recent season. They looked bad. There were people saying they might not make the playoffs. Like, writing off Patrick Mahomes, which nobody should do. And they still figured it out at the end. Like, to me, if the Dolphins do go 9-8 but sneak into the playoffs, maybe health played a factor. Maybe, they just weren't perfect early on. Who cares? Like, I'm more focused on what they do later. If they go 9-8 but win two playoff games, it's not a disaster, right?
I agree, but look out below if they go 9-8. If this season is an average season, a 500 season after Tua's contract, Tyreek's contract, Mike McDaniel in year three? Year three?
Yeah.
Like, look out, man. Here's number two from ESPN Bet. Devon Achane, over 775.5 rushing yards. After watching what Achane did in 2023, I'm fully expecting big things in his second season. Achane only played in 11 games as a rookie, but rushed for 800 yards and averaged 7.8 yards per attempt. His workload should increase from the mere 103 attempts he saw last year. I love taking his over on rushing yards right now. I wouldn't be surprised if this closes above 850 yards by the time we get to the week one kickoff. McDaniel's going to have fun finding creative ways to get the speedy Achane the ball in space. It's a good point that he makes. Yeah. The over-under right now is about 775.5 yards. Could close at 850 the more people keep betting the over on Achane.
And Mostert's getting older. You wanna showcase your draft pick. They drafted another running back. You know, let's show the future of this team. Mostert's not gonna, he's still gonna start, but Achane was balling. I can ride with that one as well.
And then the third one from ESPN Bet. Week one, Dolphins minus 3.5 versus the Jaguars, which, by the way, I believe is Solana's best bet of week one. They write, one of the most difficult situational tests in all of football is playing an early season game in Miami. The heat and humidity is stifling as the Dolphins put their opponents on a sun-drenched sideline and make them wear their dark uniforms. Mike McDaniel's offenses have always looked their most potent early in the season before the newest wrinkles get put on tape. Even though I think Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback in this game, I'll still ride with the Dolphins minus 3.5.
Love that one as well.
They're right, though. Mike McDaniel, he may get figured out later in the season, but at the beginning of the season, when he's had the entire offseason to work on new wrinkles for the offense, that's when it all should be a surprise. You're not going to see it in the preseason.
No, and the Dolphins had the best offense statistically. What, yards, points per game, yards per game, passing yards per game, all that stuff. You're building on that. The Jaguars' offense last year at times couldn't pee a drop. So now you're trying to figure out your offense, where the Dolphins now are building on the number one offense in the league. I totally agree with that. And I've told y'all, we beat teams we should not have beaten in the first 3 weeks of the season because they just can't come to South Florida and deal with the heat. That's 100%. That's a great handicap.
Those are the three ESPN bet Dolphins bets. Dolphins over 9.5 wins. Achane over 775.5 rushing yards for the season. And Dolphins minus 3.5 week one against the Jags.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.